Hello, I'm Jake Norman, and welcome to my Defining Love podcast. In this podcast, I interviewed my two moms, Jennifer Norman and Angela Allen. Jennifer and Angela are a gay couple who met at Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana in 1984, and then began dating in the same year. They have been together ever since, and just recently, in April of 2014, they were married after 30 years of being together. My goal for this podcast was to find out what it was like for Jen and Angela at their early stages in their relationship, and then find out how, over time, their relationship crossed the boundary of what a typical gay relationship is like. First question, Jennifer. How did you meet Angela, and how did you get closer to know her?
I met Angela when we were at school. We had roommates in common, and we had a couple of friends in common. I got to know her because our friendship circles sort of collided, and we started hanging out a little bit more. We started studying together and going to activities together, and that's how I got to know her.
Did your peers begin to look down on you or shun you when you two started dating?
In general, no. Most of our friends were sort of what you would call artsy-fartsy, liberal, independent thinkers. We did have one friend who was very religious, who did not like it, and she did look down on us, and she constantly sort of lectured us and gave us religious lectures.
Angela gave a very similar response to this question.
No, not really, because our circle of friends had some other people that were gay, and they were openly gay, so it was a safe environment for us to be out to or open with.
Were you okay or proud with your relationship at the time with Jennifer?
I was struggling with my sexuality, for sure. I hadn't realized for sure that I was gay, and Jen was probably one of the first persons that I was attracted to, so I really didn't realize for too long before that I was gay, or if I did realize it, I sort of tried to deny it. I did have some difficulty for a while accepting it totally.
However, Jennifer's response to this question was very different.
Yes, we were always pretty open and out as a couple. We were sort of in a little, even though it was conservative where we were, living on campus is different than living out in the general world. But in general, we've always been very open with our relationship and not a couple to hide.
So you could say that you were proud of your relationship or okay with it?
Yes.
When asked about how open she was in her relationship with Jennifer, Angela said that most of the time she was completely open about her relationship. However, there was one place where Angela said she would rarely mention her relationship with Jennifer.
Where it was a challenge was when we would go back to our hometowns, we weren't necessarily open and honest and out to our friends that we had in our high school, in our hometowns. And right away, we were not open with our families.
Did you constantly hear people talking about your relationship with you guys, or behind your back, or hearing other people say that they were talking with so-and-so about your relationship?
No, our friendship circle pretty much accepted us as a couple. We hung out as a large group and a group of other people, but there was this one friend we had who we knew had talked disparagingly about us behind our back and said some pretty ugly things. And whether other people were talking about us behind our back or not, I think we weren't all that concerned with it or didn't notice it. We did know that one of our friends in our friendship circle was fairly unhappy about it for religious reasons, and we know that she said ugly things about us behind our back because our other closer friends told us that. But we chose to just sort of not react to it, sort of ignore it, chose to not be around it.
In their answers to the question, Jennifer's answer was more focused on how her close group of friends might have talked behind her back, while Angela's response was more focused on how her society could have talked behind her back about her relationship.
I'm sure there were people on campus and in the dorm that we lived in and people that used to see us around the university. Even though it was a very large university, there were about 32,000 people that went to the school where we went to school. There were probably individuals that were aware after some time that we were more than just friends. And we probably were not received totally well in that environment. This was 1984 in Indiana in the Midwest, in a farm community. It was a big university, but it wasn't a really diverse university necessarily. And it wasn't like nowadays where there are people that are always coming out and very public and visible. This was 30 years ago, so it was a very sort of closeted, secret environment.
Did you find that your relationship and way of life was extremely different from the people in your hometown?
Definitely. Definitely I did, because I came from a small town. It was a town of about 12 or 13,000 people. Even though it was essentially a suburb of Indianapolis, which is a large city, again, it was the 1980s, it was the mid-80s, and it was the Midwest. It's a fairly conservative area, fairly religious, Republican, conservative area, and at that time, it just was not as commonplace. It really was rare for someone to be open and honest about their sexual orientation if it wasn't, you know, conforming to the mainstream, and, you know, in other words, a heterosexual person. My hometown it was a small town, but it wasn't so small that people would really dig that much into your personal life or your private life. It was probably probably most of the people in my hometown were unaware of my sexual orientation.
For my final question, how was this different from what your parents or close relatives believed were proper relationships?
That's interesting. I think Angela will have a very different answer to this question than I will, of course, but my parents and my sister have always been open and accepting of my relationship. They're just happy in our family that, you know, you found someone that you love and that cares for you. Now, my brother-in-law, I can remember when you were very, very little, I don't even know if you would remember, but he sometimes had some ideas about gay people or used to make a few comments that were less than pretty or less than generous, I'll say, and sometimes a little, you know, hurtful. But he's also come a long way since we've been together. You know, he and Donna have been married over 10 years, and I would say he's come a long, long way. So I hope that answered it.
Jennifer was correct in saying that Angela's family had a very different view of her relationship. How was your relationship with Jennifer different from what your parents or close relatives believed were a proper relationship?
They were very different. I mean, again, this was over 30 years ago. Gay people just weren't as visible and out. And so even though by the time, you know, I did come out to my parents, they had heard of gay people and they experienced them in occasionally in movies and things like that, the way gay people were portrayed historically was not positive. It was a very degrading, you know, dehumanizing way to depict people. And so mostly my parents did not view gay people in a positive way. I wouldn't say that their horizons were broad. They were religious and they were conservative. They were Republicans. And so their views of gay people were what had been stereotypically portrayed. And so for them, a healthy, normal relationship was a man and a woman. And anything that was not a man and a woman was unhealthy and abnormal. You know, it went against what the Bible taught, and it certainly went against everything that society, for the most part, depicted at that time in the 80s.
For my last question, I asked Angela how and if she thinks that her relationship with Jennifer has crossed boundaries or defied the stereotypes of what her family thought a gay couple looked like and acted like.
How would you say that your relationship with Jennifer has broken boundaries or defied stereotypes of what your family members thought a relationship between two people of the same sex would be like?
That's a good question, because as I said, when I first came out to my parents in 1985, they were devastated, they were shocked, they were horrified, they were upset. It was not the life they saw me living, it was not the life they wanted me to lead. They didn't understand it, and I think they hoped that I would change, or that they could change me somehow, and they did in their own ways try to change me, or at least, at the very least, not accept it and support it. And I think, you know, of course, because my father died in 1992, he wasn't able to see the longevity of our relationship, but because Jen and I have been together for 30 years, and my mom knows that we've been together since, you know, the mid-80s. She knows that we live in a committed long-term relationship that's just like her marriage to my dad or my sister's marriage to her husband. I mean, she may not see it exactly as the same, but the fact that we have remained together all these years and that we, you know, relocated from the Midwest to Philadelphia and started careers here and built a life for ourselves here and bought a house and then planned for a family and have been raising you, I think we've sent the message loud and clear that we are just like anyone else, you know, that we pay our taxes and we mow our lawn and we put our trash out and we vote, and we're not really any different from most other relationships.
Then I asked Jennifer how and if she thinks her relationship with Angela crossed boundaries or defied stereotypes that were enforced or perceived by society.
How would you say that you and Angela, over the 30 years that you guys have been together, have defied what society perceives a typical gay couple looks like?
I don't know that we've defied what society sees as a typical gay couple, but in the 30 years that we've been together, I think what Angela and I have tried to do is live, like most people, I think, live purposeful, positive lives. You know, we have lived open lives. We have lived carefully and tried to live with dignity. And when we moved out here, you know, we tried to be active in our community. Angela gave testimony at city council, and then we were the first couple to get domestic partnerships in Philadelphia County, the very first couple registered. We were married as soon as it was federally legal with federal benefits. We had to do that in New York because, again, our own state wouldn't allow that. And now it's allowed in our state. So I think despite only having one set of parents that were supportive of us, you know, again, we've tried to just live purposefully and positively, and we've tried to live in such a way that shows that even though we know that we don't have our equal rights and that society isn't always kind to us, that we have it better than most people. You know, we have educations, we have people who love us, we have you in our lives, and those things are really positive things. And so we've tried to live positively in that way. And so I think in that way, living openly so that people can see you and make sense of it and demystify it does help break down barriers. And I think that when people see each other as closer to what they themselves are doing and how they themselves are living, then it, you know, it makes people not so afraid of something they don't understand.